Mornings on SEN.
And it has been a big morning. I'm very excited for Sunday's edition of the Melbourne Marathon. It is the 44th running of the Melbourne Marathon on Sunday. 30,000 runners will take part and, of course, will finish inside the famous MCG. The 2018 winner and course record holder in a time of 2 hours, 25 minutes and 19 seconds, if you don't mind, has been good enough to join us. Sinead Diver is her name. Sinead, thanks for your time again.
No worries. How's it going, Quarantine?
Oh, good. You're doing the half marathon, which is solid enough in itself. Is it more relaxed for you knowing that you're not completing the full distance this time around, or do you still get just as nervous?
I probably get just as nervous, but it's not as big a deal, I guess, for the half as the full, because I don't need to worry about, you know, carb loading and taper as much as you do for the full. But yeah, I'm still nervous. I mean, the field is looking strong for Sunday. So yeah, the nerves are going to kick in probably tomorrow.
Let's talk about that field, because Jess Stenson is in the Commonwealth Games gold medalist. You're in as well, and you are absolutely elite over that distance. Rose Davies is in as well. Sarah Klein, some of those names. So it's red hot. What time do you get underway on Sunday?
What time, sorry?
What time do you get underway on Sunday?
I think it's 8 a.m. start.
And the weather, how's it looking?
It's actually looking pretty good. I had a quick look at it just before the call today, and the wind is down. It doesn't pick up till the afternoon, so that's always good. And I think it's like top of 19 for the day, so it won't be warm or anything. So yeah, looking good.
Perfect. Can't wait for that. Now, the women's full marathon is back. Now, there's a couple of international athletes coming across. There's an Ethiopian and a Kenyan lady who will be there. I think 2:25 is about their best times. Your course record, 2 hours, 25 minutes and 19 seconds, was incredible, because that day was so windy, and it looks a lot better than perhaps the time suggests. But that's not under threat, is it, your course record?
Oh, it might be. I mean, if they've already run 2:25 and if it's a good day at Melbourne, you know, it's a pretty good course. So, yeah, it could be under threat. I actually didn't really think about that before. Hopefully it doesn't go.
Well, if it does, you just got to say it was a lot windier on the day that you ran that than it will be on Sunday. And for the men's race as well, good to see some significant international athletes. Two Kenyans are going to toe the line as well. Their time's previous best about 2 hours and 10 minutes. So they'll be flying. But Liam Adams, the best hope for the Aussies, do you think, on the men's side of things?
Yeah, I only heard the other day that Liam was doing the full again. So that's pretty good from him for like to back up from Comm Games. So I'm sure he wouldn't be lining up if he wasn't in good form. So it'll be exciting to see what he can do.
What's next for you in terms of a full marathon? And did you consider running the full here in Melbourne on Sunday?
I didn't really consider the full. It's just a bit soon after Comm Games. I like to have more of a build-up for my marathons. So I'm not locked into one yet, but I would like to do one before the end of the year. And I've got another 10K race in Tassie at the end of October.
And it's such been a massive year for you. I mean, how many marathons did you end up completing this year?
I've just done 2 marathons this year.
Yeah, and that's enough?
possibly, but actually I wouldn't mind getting another one in. And then next year is a big year because qualifying opens for the Olympics in Paris. So, I'd like to line up a few for next year as well.
So what's the strategy when you look at qualification? Because it's red hot. Like, I think the strength of certainly female marathon running in this country, I don't know if it's ever been stronger. You may have a better lens on that. But incredible the names that we've got. Jess Stenson, you mentioned Lisa Waitman is in good form. You're in such good form. And there's others that I've neglected to mention. Is it the strongest we've seen for some time? And how do you go about that qualification process?
Yeah, I definitely think that at the moment, we have the greatest depth we've ever had in the female marathon. I mean, there's so many girls that could make the team for the Olympics. So we don't have a trial race in Australia. So it'll just be about, you know, picking the course that best suits you to get your fastest time. Generally, it's the top three fastest times that get on the team. So yeah, it's just all about picking the right race and making sure you're ready for it. So there's a lot of us in contention, so it's going to be pretty exciting.
And for those that are running that aren't as elite as what you are, what is your best advice for those marathon runners who perhaps are running their first one on Sunday or could use some words of wisdom from a guru like yourself?
So my first marathon was actually in Melbourne in 2014, and conditions were pretty good that day as well. I didn't have a time in mind. I think that was probably a good thing for my first marathon. I just ran by feel. So, you know, it's a long way, 42K, so you don't want to go out too hard. I think you want to get to halfway and feel like, you know, you're excited to get stuck into the second half of the race. So I think really that's the most important thing. Also maybe getting your fueling right, so making sure you're taking some carbs in, you know, every 5K or so, so you don't hit the wall. That can happen around like 35K or so. And then get as much rest and recovery in the next few days as you can, because you want to put all your energy into race day. That'd be my tips, really.
Gets a little bit tricky, doesn't it, in the last, what is it, the last 5 or 6 Ks of Melbourne?
Yeah, so I think that's just, Melbourne is pretty flat apart from that last section where you come up through the tan. But then there's a nice downhill section for the last, I think the last 2K maybe, just before you come into the G. So that's a nice finish. So just get through the tan bit and it's kind of a nice downhill from there.
Sinead, good luck on Sunday. We'll be watching closely, but the Melbourne Marathon is back in full swing. Previous winner, absolute superstar, and we thank you for your time as always.
Awesome. Thanks, Morrissey.
Sinead Diver is lining up for the Nike Half Marathon. That's on Sunday. Jess Stenton is involved in that. But get out on course on Sunday if you're in Melbourne. Cheer the runners on. There'll be 30,000 of them. Some magnificent elite runners, but also anyone who puts their foot on the start line has a level of courage to put themselves out there, because it is a significant achievement to finish a marathon. And I love the event. I'm passionate about it. And it's one of the best days in Melbourne. So Sinead Diver, she's the 2018 winner. She's the course record holder. Also $40,000 up for grabs as well, if that course record goes down, plus the $20,000 for winning it. So in a sport that isn't flush with cash and athletes have to work pretty hard to earn a living, it's a significant day out there on Sunday. Sinead Diver was with us.